The Port of Oswego has spent the summer replacing rail lines and creating a rail yard east of its main site in Oswego to help the facility continue its planned expansion. But the project has some Oswego residents, like Rocco Sea, worried that those changes could prevent them from visiting a stretch of shoreline along Lake Ontario that has been accessible for years.
I had conversation with the director, and he certainly was cordial. But at the end of the day, he couldn't give me any assurances that the area wouldn't be fenced off and become inaccessible by Oswego citizens.
Sea says residents use the shoreline for everything from a splash in the water to taking photos of sunsets. Terry Hamill, board chairman of the Port of Oswego Authority, says although the land is privately owned by the facility, there are no plans to stop people from going to the shore. But he warns that the area could be blocked off if people do destructive things like block the rail tracks or climb on trains, which he says happened before. He also says anyone creating mischief will be caught on the port's surveillance cameras, which are monitored by law enforcement agencies.